On Saturday, Mac Beggs became the first transgender person to win a state championship in Texas high school wrestling. His win was controversial. Here's the crowd cheering and booing after the match. Beggs is a junior at Trinity High School in Euless, Texas, outside Dallas. He began transitioning from female to male 2 years ago. Beggs wants to wrestle males, but the University Interscholastic League, which oversees sports in the Texas public schools, requires student athletes compete as the gender listed on their birth certificate. And last month, the father of one of Beggs' competitors filed a lawsuit challenging that decision. Beggs takes testosterone, which some coaches and parents say gives an unfair advantage to Beggs, who went undefeated this year. Mac Beggs joins me now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi.
So tell us how this has been for you to be at the center of all this national media attention. You're only 17 years old.
It's pretty wild. I never thought it would even make it past, like, my local newspaper ever. I'm in shock. I really am in shock.
Has it distracted you from the matches that you've been competing in?
No, it hasn't. I try to, as best as possible, try to get my mind focused and get in the mental state to where none of it does.
Well, take us back to the championship match this weekend. How were you feeling as you were getting ready for that?
I wanted to win. That's what I put in my mind. I said to myself, I worked hard for this. I did everything in my power, everything that I could do in order to be here right now, and I deserve to be here. And I wanted to win because that was the first time I've ever done something that huge in my life. And it was such a good feeling and such a place to be at that moment was just the greatest feeling in the world.
What did you feel when you heard people booing you at certain times?
To be honest, I didn't even hear them. Like, I didn't hear anything because I was just in shock of that I won it. And I had to, like, look at my coach and look at the scoreboard a couple of times because I just couldn't believe that it was finally over and that I finally did it.
You finally did it, but do you wish that you had been wrestling the boys?
I do wish I was. I do really wish that I could wrestle the guys. That's something that I really want to try to change.
There are some people who think that it was unfair for you to compete because you've been taking testosterone as part of your transition.
Yeah, and that's something that people who disagree or are commenting negatively about it, they don't understand. They don't understand the science that's actually what it that's what's behind it for HRT and for transitioning for trans people. What they don't understand, because it's not just like a regular cis male or cis female putting testosterone in your body. I'm having to slowly increase my dosage over a long period of time. If I put too much, then it could affect me negatively medically. And I think that's what people don't understand, is they're just afraid. They're afraid of the facts and what actually could be the possibility that, well, maybe I'm just going to find something to blame on this kid because now this kid is winning. And it's messed up. It's a messed up situation.
You don't think it gives you an unfair advantage then?
I'm not taking enough in order for it to give me an advantage at all. I'm not even taking enough for me to be at normal levels, and that's just the facts. And I'm being very open about that with people, even though it might take away some of my manhood, but, you know, that's what it is.
So you've said on social media that you feel so sick and disgusted by the discrimination, not by the kids, but by the parents and coaches. How have you felt that? What have people been doing?
Well, I talked to my former wrestlers and my opponents, and I talked to them, and it doesn't seem like they have a problem. They're so supportive, and so they just say, I'm so sorry that you're in this situation. Like, you're a phenomenal wrestler, and it's, I just think it's messed up what they're doing. And I've begun to realize that it's not these kids. They just want to wrestle just as much as I want to wrestle. And that's just what comes down to it. And these parents, I understand their concern, but they don't even want to understand or begin to understand what's actually the truth. And they just want to assume. And that's what makes me mad, is just assuming and just wanting to put a blanket over what the truth is because they're afraid.
So how have other students treated you since you started to transition?
I've been getting a lot of supportive and positive feedback from students. I'm very fortunate to be able to experience that.
So nothing negative?
Nothing negative.
Wow. What about the other issue that has been coming up in the trans community right now, which is which locker room, which bathroom do you use? Have you had any issues with that in Texas?
I mean, the issue of me staying in the female's locker room, bathroom, but I understand why I can't go into the male's right now, because if I change and I change in front of the guys, you know, how would they feel? I honestly don't even think of my own comfort. I think of other people's comfort. And I would understand to where if I were to change in a male's locker room, I don't have the proper, equipment to be able to change in front of them as well. And it's confusing, and it's just weird. It's a weird situation. But I'm fortunate enough to have a team to where they accommodate for me, and they want to make sure that I feel comfortable. They're super supportive, and they all understand. And I'm very fortunate to have a team like that.
Do you expect that you will eventually be using the men's locker room?
Yes. Yes, I do.
When do you think that might be?
I'm going to be talking to my coaches and the athletic staff and seeing and if I can start using the male's locker room here pretty soon and discuss that with them.
So are you going to wrestle again next year?
Yes.
With the girls or with the boys?
I'll have to be, unfortunately, wrestling with the females again because UIL already made a statement right after state saying that it's not going to affect my senior year if they do make any changes. So, fortunately, that's a bummer, and that sucks. But it is what it is, and, I mean, I'll keep on fighting for it to get the law changed, but it's not going to affect my career at the moment, but it sure is going to affect someone else's in the future.
If there is another trans student out there who wants to compete athletically and runs into the same issues that you have, what would you say to them?
I would say just follow your heart and whatever you feel like you need to do. Don't let anyone tell you differently. Don't let anyone steer you from the path that you want to take. Just keep going what you want to do, and don't let anyone affect that and stop you.
Do you feel like you've had to spend too much time focusing on something that gets very political rather than just your sport as a teenager?
I really do feel like that, but I'm still like with my team. I'm still doing my everyday stuff and doing what I do as I'm still a kid, and I don't want like all of this to like take that away from my only time that I could enjoy being a kid. So I'm just living it day by day and just seeing what opportunities roll by, and this is a huge opportunity for my team and myself and just to advocate for my sport and then advocate for the LGBT community.
How's your family been?
My family's been good. little hair pulling every now and then, but
What do you mean?
Well, they all can't believe this just as much as we're just really excited about all this. Just being able to advocate for trans athletes, and that's something that I've always wanted to do, and I'm just am finally able to do it.
Well, Mac Beggs, congratulations on your win of the championship there in Texas, and thanks so much
Thank
for speaking
you.
With us.
No problem.